your nickname, Ace?
Basically, when I was born, I'm a junior. So when I was born, my dad gave me that name instead of calling me Junior because I was his firstborn. So instead of being called Junior, he called me Ace from birth. So.
Do you know why he picked the name Ace?
Nah, he's standing right here. Let me ask him. Why you picked the name Ace, man? He said he can't even think straight right now. He's full of emotion.
Hey, Ace.
I think it was just a name. It just popped in his head, and he was just like, that's my Ace. That's my Ace, my firstborn son. So he just stuck with it. We just ran with it from there.
How much do you think you can produce as a punt returner right away?
I can produce a lot, but I guess that would depend on everybody around me. Like I said, my team at South Carolina, it wasn't just me out on the field. It was a whole team effort, you know. So as long as I got people that have enough confidence in me, as much as I have in myself, and that to go out there and give me 100% just like I give them, then I believe we'll be fine.
Ace, why did you do a last-minute swap and decide to enter the draft?
It was a long process of thinking. Like you said, it took me all the way down to the 15th, the last day to declare. And it was just me on that long ride home. I was actually leaving Bradenton, driving back up to South Carolina to go to school. And I was just thinking the whole trip. And just all the information that I got back, it was just like the only thing I could change for my draft stock by next year is it'd be my size, and, you know, I'm not going to get any taller, so it was no point in going back and putting more wear and tear on my body before entering the draft next year and for it to be the same stock. So,
hey, what did you would you run in your 40 at the pro day?
I heard a group of times, so I was never really sure. I never really got an official time. I never really looked at it. I never really, you know, at the pro day, it was just – I just wanted to be positive and just get through everything as smooth and just make it look as easy as possible.
Are you faster than 4.5?
Yes, sir. I mean, I believe I'm faster than 4.5. I mean, when I watch my game, Sam, I don't know. So I believe I am.
Do you expect to be taken before the last day of the draft? Is it a little disappointment to slide down to 4, or was this around where you expected?
Honestly, you know, it would have all just been a blessing. I mean, I'm just happy to be off the board. And at the end of the day, that's what a lot of people wish for, just to be off the board. So, I mean, like you said, you still got people in there that just sitting there waiting still, just playing the same game that I was doing. I'm just telling them just to keep their head up and that everything's going to be okay. So it's just positive. It doesn't matter where I got picked as long as I got picked.
Ace, did you talk to the Jaguars before you got drafted?
I talked to him at the combine, and I talked to him at my pro day, and but I got a couple calls from him, you know, clarify some draft day, like where my whereabouts gonna be, phone numbers and stuff. But you know, that one it caught me off guard, but I'm really excited about it.
what makes you an effective punt returner?
I attack the defense like. First step, I'm going north and south. I'm not an east and west runner on punt returns. I get the yards that's needed, and I really just try to flip the field, you know, just get an offense a better advantage, you know, field position. So I'll go at it relentlessly, you know, no fear, and then just try to make a play.
Do you consider yourself a receiver who's a punt returner or a punt returner who's a receiver?
Definitely a receiver who was a punt returner. A lot of people have not really gotten a chance to see me like really excel as a slot receiver, but I believe like I know my abilities, and I think, you know, with the right coach and the right system, you know, I could really excel as a slot receiver as well as a punt returner.
Are you in Bradenton today?
Yes, sir.
Were you recruited by Florida State at all?
Yes, sir. I was recruited by all the schools in Florida.
Why South Carolina?
Well, I had a scholarship offer to the University of Miami. I didn't take that one. The Florida, they recruited me, but they never offered me a scholarship. And Florida State was the same way after Coach Bobby Bowden got fired. And after that, it was just South Carolina had been recruiting me since my sophomore year. Like, they showed me interest since my sophomore year in high school. So, you know, they were one of those teams that stuck around the whole time. So they really showed interest. So it's just like, why not go play in the SEC for Coach Spurrier, you know?
Sure.
When you ran your 40 at the combine, were you disappointed in that? You figured you just had an off day running that day?
Yeah, I was disappointed, but, you know, at the end of the day, it all comes down to football. I mean, that's what my 40 time was. I had to deal with it. I couldn't let it keep me down and affect the rest of my day at the combine, so I just put it behind me and just kept moving.
Everybody good?
Okay.
Thanks, Ace.
Thank you.
No problem.